At the heart of Tosca is the love between Tosca and the painter Cavaradossi and the efforts of Scarpia to keep them apart. Opera San Jose's music director Joseph Marchesio says audiences love to hate Scarpia.
His motivations are so carnal and sinister, and he's so duplicitous, but the music is so compelling that even if you don't support him at all, you're always happy he's on the stage doing whatever horrific things he's doing at any time. He's at least in lust with Tosca, who is an opera singer, kind of a reality show element that she plays an actual opera singer. And her lover is a more free-thinking, dangerous-to-the-state artist who pals around with Scarpia's enemies.
But that just helps Scarpia's plans.
When he discovers that he can use her to get to his enemies, and at the same time blackmail her with the life of her lover, he is very excited about the delicious prospects of all of this kind of three-dimensional manipulation with her as the prize at the end.
The score, Marchesio explains, is very economical, with some of Puccini's most recognizable themes.
It's chock full of Recondita Armonia, to the Te Deum, Visi d'Arte, Luce van le Stelle, some of the most beautiful and rightly famous music that you can have. The joy of the score is that it is extremely compressed. And Puccini actually was thinking about striking Visi d'Arte, the aria, the very, very famous aria, because he thought that that halted the momentum of the story.
Opera San Jose's Tosca opens this Saturday and runs through the 27th. Joseph Marchesio says it's just the beginning.
It's a real can't-miss season, how it turned out. We have Tosca, followed by Figaro, and then Carmen, and we want to do at least a company premiere every season. And so the Streetcar Named Desire is the company premiere for this season.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.